The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 29, Miracles of Healing. During his travels, Jesus was sometimes asked to perform miracles in order to demonstrate his powers. But he always refused, performing miracles only in response to real need. He tried to avoid them becoming general knowledge, but they often did so, filling those who saw or heard about them with amazement and awe. On one occasion he was confronted by a man possessed by demons, who had proved uncontrollable and who lived in a graveyard. As was often the case, the demons recognized Jesus for whom he was, calling him Son of the Most High God. When Jesus cast them out of the man, they took refuge in a nearby herd of pigs, which stampeded into the sea. As in the instance just given, Jesus sometimes cured simply by a word of command. Sometimes, however, he employed physical methods. Asked to heal a man who was deaf and who had an impediment in his speech, he put his fingers in the man's ears and touched his tongue with spittle. In the course of healing a blind man, he spat on his eyes and laid his hands on him. When the man's sight returned only partially, he again laid hands on him to complete the cure. Jesus possessed a power which other people's faith could draw upon. One day, as he was moving among a dense crowd, a woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years, and whom doctors had been quite unable to help, broke Jewish laws which forbade her to come close to other people, and touched his cloak. Immediately she was cured. Jesus realized that power had left him, and asked who had touched him. Full of fear, the woman came forward and confessed that she had done. Jesus responded, "My daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." In Jerusalem, as in Galilee, Jesus fell foul of the religious authorities because he healed on the Sabbath. Coming across a man who had been paralyzed for 38 years and who had tried unsuccessfully to take advantage of the curative properties of the pool of Bethsaida, he commanded him to take up his mattress and walk. The man did so, but because the healing had been on the Sabbath day, Jesus was challenged about it. His explanation? "My Father continues to work, and I must work too." Which gave further offence, because he was seen as making himself equal to God. This was taken from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John.